Ruby Mooney joins me now. Ruby works full-time for the charity Guide Dogs and is on today to talk about her sight loss story. So Ruby, what is it you do at Guide Dogs?
I am an assistive support technician. It's a mouthful. Basically, I help with the assistive technology for staff and lead volunteers within Guide Dogs.
Okay, so what would an average day be like doing that?
There's not really an average day within IT. Basically, problem shooting. So if anyone's JAWS or Zoomtix isn't working, then we'll go on and fix that. We look at creating documents that are accessible. Just now we're doing some testing of the Guide Dogs website. So we do quite a lot of various stuff, and day to day can change quite a lot.
How did you get involved?
I used to be a full-time secondary teacher of admin, and I've always been quite like an interest in technology. I love to teach, and I like to teach people who are visually impaired and work with people who are visually impaired, and that's why I moved into this role.
And what's your own sight condition?
I don't have a condition as such. I was born premature, so my retinas haven't really developed very well.
Okay.
I've only got one eye that I can see out of, and the other one is a fake eye, which is quite fun for party tricks and stuff.
What vision do you have in the one good eye?
I'm not sure the technical terms, but I'm short-sighted, so I can't see a lot of detail, so I need to bring a lot of things up to my nose.
Now, in terms of mobility, your wheels are in the studio with us, aren't they?
They are. They're very furry wheels. I've got Cracker, black lab guide dog, who is 5 years old. He's not making a sound at the moment.
Good as gold.
But if you let him off, I'm sure he'll be running around and eating the mic.
How long have you had Cracker?
I've had him for around about 2 to 3 years. He's my second guide dog, and he's a bundle of laughs. He loves the park. He loves to work. And he takes me into nearly every coffee shop I go by.
Tell me this, working for Guide Dogs, does that mean you get the pick of the little furry friends?
You actually get told not to really touch them when they're in training or speak to them, because they've got to then understand that they've got to be ignored. So within the office, we can't speak to them. And no, I didn't know that Cracker was for me when I got him.
Okay. That must be very difficult, sharing an office with guide dogs.
It can be. I'm in a wee different room from them, so if the one sets off and they're trying to play, then it's quite good that you're in a different room. You don't hear them barking and growling. But it is nice. It's good for stress.
So what school did you go to, Ruby? Were you at mainstream school?
I went to Kelvin School in Glasgow in primary, and then I went to a mainstream school in the east end of Glasgow. I can't remember the name of it now. And then I went to Ross Hall Secondary, which had a visually impaired unit attached to mainstream.
So what are some of the challenges you've faced?
So I would say through education was trying to keep up with everyone else. I luckily did get the support that I needed throughout, and that I was quite confident enough to say that I needed support if it wasn't in place. But I would say trying to be the equivalent of all my peers,
would that be sighted peers?
Yep,
sorry.
Yeah, to sighted peers. Yep. I would spend a lot more time, looking over stuff and reading stuff, preparing things so that I knew what was happening. A lot of time in the library. I didn't miss any classes because I wanted to be on top. And I found that socialising with them sometimes was quite difficult because you needed extra time to get to places or do things, and a lot of people just snuck off to the pub or something where it might not be as easy for you to get to and back.
So it was mostly sighted friends you had at that age?
Well, secondary school I had VI and sighted. College and things like that I had sighted peers, but all the way since Penlee or Ross Hall, I've always kept in touch with my VI friends, but they all went to different places. We just keep in touch, like, now.
Good. Did you do any further education?
Well, further education, I went to Caledonian University. I went to Strathclyde, and I worked within Glasgow Uni.
What were you doing there?
In Caledonian, I did a business management degree. In Strathclyde, I did my postgrad in teaching, and Glasgow, I was teaching IT.
Lots of life experience.
So I've moved around. I've studied a lot.
Definitely have. You were saying you enjoy helping people. What made you move from a ready-made career?
There wasn't a lot of jobs within admin at the time. I went for quite a lot of jobs all over Scotland, and I always came second because other teachers had that just bit more experience that I didn't have. And the reason I became a teacher was because I was in Penalty and I saw the teachers that were, you know, who were helping people who are visually impaired had bad experience with some teachers, and I wanted to make sure that the next generation were getting a good experience.
Do you think it was a level playing field?
It was mixed. I would say the support that we got within Penalty was really good for like the teachers within the unit.
Yeah.
I think that there could have been a lot of training for the mainstream teachers. I think some people got it and some people don't. But that happens throughout your whole life. Some people just get it. They get their visual impaired. They'll be there to help you, and some people just don't.
What about your family? Have they been a good support to you?
My family, I've got four brothers and one sister, so it's a big, massive family. If you're not first, you're last.
My girlfriend, she comes from a big family. I'm an only child, so she tells me stories that I'm sure you can relate to. I've been sitting at the table and everybody putting their hands out. If you're not fast, you're last.
Yep. In our family, I got given all the sprouts and I didn't know when we were at dinner table. And Mum was like, why does she have loads of sprouts on her plate? So my family have been really good. I would say that I'm closest to my sister as you would be, you know, and she's been really good, like helping me drive in places, different things like that if I need help, going up to Pets at Home to bulk buy so that I don't have to go to different places all the time. Mum and Mum's partner, Jeff, has been really good. My family are there, but to be honest, we're quite independent people, and I'm a very independent person. If I can find a way to do it myself, I will.
You come across that way. Now, Robert, your husband, when did you meet?
So Robert was at Penalty. We kind of met at Penalty, but we didn't really socialise at Penalty. I bumped into him again at Caledonian. Funny story, I actually met when he was finishing off his dissertation, and he'd bumped into someone and he had orange juice all the way down his T-shirt, and he was asking me to help him with his dissertation, getting it all printed out and stuff. So that's where we met again, and we just kind of kept in touch over time. And eventually we started going out, and I forced him into living with me.
Okay.
And then I forced him to marry me.
Trial run for marriage.
Oh, yeah.
So when did you get married?
We got married, I'm going to get this wrong, around about 5 years ago. That's terrible, I don't even know. I'm really bad with dates. I do know that we were married and it was a really good day.
Well, that was a good date. And we need to mention Henry the cat as well.
Henry, our cat, is a legend on his own. He bosses the dog around. We've had letters from the neighbours about him because he's been causing loads of problems.
No way.
And he actually ate part of our wedding cake as well. Managed to unzip a bag and rifle through it and eat it. And then he wasn't very well after that.
Ill for hours afterwards.
So yeah, that's our family, the dog, the cat and Robert. But at the moment, Robert's living down south. At the moment, he's working in London, which is interesting, another challenge for me and Cracker to do.
Robert's visually impaired as well.
Yeah, Robert is visually impaired, yeah.
What's his sight condition?
So Robert's got a condition called aniridia. So my understanding of that is you don't have an iris, so it's light. Perception and things like that can be quite difficult. Robert doesn't have a guide dog or a cane. He seems to get around quite fine. So, yeah.
And in your spare time, you've got quite an unusual, where numbers-wise, it can't be that popular a sport, but 10-pin bowling.
Yeah, it's a great sport.
I take that back.
It's a very competitive sport. I go along more for the social aspect rather than the competition, but I play on a Wednesday. I used to be the former chairman, so I've stepped down this year. But it's a good place for people to go along, enjoy a sport. It's not a heavy sport, which is quite good. You just go along, you bowl, and you see if you can do it right. We play with the barriers up, you know, the bumpers up, and we've got sighted helpers that will tell you how many pins and stuff are left. It's a good wee sport that I do on a Wednesday, yeah.
Now, you seem to occupy yourself with lots and lots of volunteering and socialising. What advice would you give to anyone that's maybe stuck indoors or they're going through sight loss at the moment?
Well, do what is best for you. As I said before, I'm quite a confident person, but it doesn't mean that I haven't faced challenges. You know, I've had to put things in place so that I'm not, you know, isolated as much because I don't have anyone coming in and out of the house as much. So I've made, you know, making myself go out to places. I've started to go to a singing session on a Saturday morning, I go to the cinema, even if I don't want to, I book it in place so that it's done, so that I have to go, even if I'm not feeling up to it that day.
Do you take advantage of the audio description?
Yes, I love audio description, and I didn't use it initially, and it wasn't until I was watching an episode of Harry Potter with it on, and I realised I'd missed quite
it
a
was
lot.
Magic.
Hey, don't mess with Harry Potter, man. I'm a really good fan. I can't watch TV now without it. I'm gravitating more towards episodes that have audio description rather than not have an audio description. I will search for a movie that has audio description before actually watching it.
Now, what does the future hold for you?
Future? Well, I'm in a rented house. My husband doesn't live with me at the moment. That's not much of a future.
Things are looking up then.
Well, just now, keeping up with my hobbies and stuff, I love playing my guitar and I love just like going out to the cinema and things like that. I'm hoping that I will, in a couple of years, I'll be in a nice bought house. There'll be a garden for the dog and Robert will be living with us again. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still want to be working with guide dogs. I love the job that I'm in and I love how technology is really helping, you know, with the Seeing AI app and Soundscape and all the different technology that's there, Be My Eyes, all that kind of stuff. It's absolutely brilliant for people who are visually impaired and that's what I want to see progress.
Ruby Mooney, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Good luck for the future.
Thanks very much for having me.
Hopefully speak to you again soon.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.